EU and the US did more than $1.5 trillion in trade in goods and services in 2024. They're each other's largest trading partners. So there's a lot at stake. Last summer, before the tariffs were put into effect, the 15%, I went into Burgundy and I spoke with wine growers, and they were so nervous about what would happen. And one of the vineyards I visited was Michael Schaap's vineyard. He's a French winemaker and a Virginia winemaker who exports and imports in both directions. So he really sees how it's affecting the whole thing. And I spoke with him today. Here he is.
It's been crazy, the up and downs on both sides of the Atlantic. On top of that, the fact that the dollar has tumbled about 12% in the past year. So you have that on top of the tariffs, and it's a big hit.
Yeah, so he hailed the Supreme Court's decision, but it didn't last long. And he said most French winemakers, including himself, are finding and have found new markets across Europe and Asia. He says it's just too hard to do business with the U.S.
Does the EU have any recourse to fight back?
Yeah, they do. I mean, the U.S. and the EU negotiated a trade deal last summer, but it's actually not been ratified by the European Parliament. And they could hold that back, and there are now calls for them to do so. And they've already identified $93 billion worth of U.S. goods that they could slap tariffs on. And there's something else they could use. It's a mechanism that's being referred to as the trade bazooka, which could enact huge restrictions on U.S. companies having access to the EU market, which is a market of 450 million consumers. It's massive and lucrative, so that could be a real threat.
That's NPR's Paris correspondent, Eleanor Beardsley. Thank you so much for your reporting.
You're welcome.